CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Did you see last week? Everyone saw the guy who tried to move his fridge on the train in Queensland.
I did see that.
Yeah. Everyone was talking about it. It was outside of peak hour. He tried to get his fridge onto the train. I think he actually successfully did it.
Yep.
He put it on one stop, took it off the other stop. Easy.
Didn't want to pay for a van. Didn't want to pay a couple of $100.
Exactly. Yeah. But apparently, obviously, we heard that he got fined. You can't do that on Queensland public transport.
What's the fine worth?
He was fined $252.
Should have just got the truck.
For his
same
effort,
price.
Probably would have been cheaper. Mm. But then would he have got all the glory?
Attention. What's come of it?
Well, that's pretty much it. He's just right. Been fined $252. But I've looked up because it made me think, because that's a bit of an interesting fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like telling your mates, oh, I got fined for moving my fridge on the train. Oh.
You see some weird stuff on the train. I wouldn't even blink. I go, oh, there's a guy with a fridge, whatever.
There's a guy with a horse. Yeah. It's not the most common thing you get fined for, is it? And yeah. I thought, I need to look up what are some of the weird fines you can get in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some interesting ones, can okay. I say? Yeah. You know you can be fined for speeding on a push bike.
How do you get that quick?
Which it kind of makes sense.
Has anyone been fined? Has anyone actually got that fine?
Maybe
I doubt
in the 40 zone?
13, 12, 16. Yeah, what do you know, Producer Rach?
You can also get done DUI on a push bike.
Yes.
And if you're riding a horse, you can get done DUI as well.
Or a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
On a ride-on lawnmower,
yeah,
having
DUI,
a few drinks.
DUI on a lawnmower. Don't do it.
What cop's pulling over a lawnmower? Who's going... Oh,
you
better check
spot,
that guy.
Mr. Patch.
You better check that guy.
But yeah, that's against the law.
Okay.
$252 for your trouble if you're speeding on a bike, which, I mean, good for them that they can get that fast,
yeah.
I guess. It's also illegal to possess more than 50 kilos of potatoes in Western Australia.
What do fish and chip shops do then?
Well, I don't know.
You're going to need that, aren't you?
I'm not sure, but that one was interesting. You can be fined $200 for touching electrical wires that cause your death, which I guess you're not going to really care because you're dead.
Even then, like, taking that risk, what's the fine worth on that?
$200.
$200.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one, which makes sense. Just don't be touching wires.
Yeah, don't die. It's another good one.
It's against the law. This one was probably my favourite. Actually, I'll leave that one to last. It's against the law to disrupt a wedding in South Australia and also some funerals. You can get fined for that.
So what, when they say, does anyone object? Not allowed to say yes.
I think they actually don't say that in South Australia. So that's an interesting one, but my favourite of all of them that I found.
The fine.
It's against the law to change your own light bulb in Victoria. Doing so will attract a $10 fine.
What?
How many people does it take to change a light bulb in Victoria? Don't, because you'll be fine.
Not you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second. All the time. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
Crank my mic up nice and loud. I need to be loud in this.
Oh, all right. When are you not loud?
Just get me on. How's that? All right, who are we playing for? 20 seconds on the clock.
Can you feel that?
What's that?
Can you feel that?
Is you inside my head?
Yep. I'm walking around in there. Oh, not much in here, actually.
There's a lot of room.
Bree is playing for Nev in Erina. And Gaundy, you've got Angus in Gorica.
Morning, guys.
Gussie.
Morning.
Good morning.
Come on, Nev. Let's do this thing.
Come on, guys.
Go, Gaundy.
Thanks, Gus. Appreciate that, mate.
Pipe down, Angus.
No, keep it up, mate. I need it.
All right.
So 20 seconds on the clock. 1 second of each song. As many as you can get through to win.
Name or artist. So name of the song or the artist. And I will take any artist if it's a collaboration.
Ooh,
as well.
Okay.
Gaundy, you're out
of
here.
Am I out of
here? Are you?
Yeah, you went out last week. Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
I think it's me.
No, I think it is me.
It is you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take your time.
Glad we're figuring it out
anytime,
now.
Anytime.
Bye.
See ya.
Have fun.
Make sure you...
Go bad.
Shots fired!
Hopefully his smack talk is as bad as his performance today.
Hopefully he goes into the soundproof booth and doesn't hear anything.
Mm. I don't know with him. My mum says she always thinks he cheats.
But he doesn't, though.
But does he?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
20 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
One second. Okay.
You are.
All right, I'm ready.
You're right? Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
Pass. Hilltop Hoods?
No.
Christina Aguilera?
Yep.
My Island Home?
Yep.
Chris Brown?
Yep.
Pass. Pass.
Buy it, use it, break.
Oh, pass, I know!
If you can get it, I'll give it to you.
Oh, my God. As if I don't know that. It's like my favourite concert I've ever been to. What are their damn names? Touch it, bring it back.
5, 4.
Get it.
3, 2.
Oh, that's no. So annoying.
It was Daft Punk.
Oh, of course it was.
Brianna, that's probably the worst that you've ever gone. You got 3 then.
No, I've gone worse than that.
Go get Gordy out of the soundproof booth. Bree's currently on 3. Gordy's coming back in, and we're going to see how he can go this morning for Angus in Gorican, whether he can do it or not.
All right.
How you feeling?
How'd you go?
Not telling.
Okay.
In.
I can tell, not great.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready. I'm born for this
I'm
game.
Literally making all different faces at Gordy trying to throw him off.
In 3, 2, 1.
Chitty Bang.
Yep.
Pass. My Island Home. Anu.
First
My Island Home.
Yep.
Chris Brown.
Yep.
Oh, no, but pass. On my way, it's Chris Craig, Dave Craig, Craig David.
Yes, and you buzzed out on that one.
Craig
so
David.
So that was it. You
and
got
I think
it.
Christina Aguilera was the other one that I passed on.
Yeah, but you can't get
I'm not giving it to you.
Well,
now.
I can go back now, can't I?
Nah.
No, you did can't
I,
do nah. that.
Okay, did I win though?
You won.
You
it.
Did.
Oh, was yeah. it only by one, Rach? It was by one.
Oh, God.
Gordy got
Dave,
you four.
Dave Craig. Craig, Dave,
David Craig.
Craig. He got
Dave.
It in the end, so it doesn't matter. That means in Angus in Gorican, you've scored the tickets this morning.
Well done, Gordy. Thank you, buddy.
No worries, Gus. Enjoy it, mate.
Well, it's, what about me? I let you win too.
Angus Angus is going to love Girls Night Out.
Oh,
so,
Girls
yeah.
Night Out, Angus.
We might be able to get you some other tickets. Or have you got a missus you want to send along? Or
Yeah, I'll get rid of her, eh? Oh.
You can book online for the next Girls Night Out screening on 26th of July. Visit hoyts.com.au. Can I just say to Craig David, don't have two first names,
mate. David Craig.
David Craig, yeah, that guy.
Come on, what about Daniel Craig?
Again.
Mean, just guys, come on, sort it out.
Sort your stuff out, guys.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Australian icon and a legend himself, Ray Martin's here with us. Morning, Ray.
Great to be here, thank you.
We're just chatting.
Good coffee and good whiskey. That's fantastic.
That's how we roll here, mate. It's
We're
how we
gonna
roll.
Be good friends, me and Ray.
I can just tell. Actually, on that, Ray, because Bree and I were chatting off the air, you walked in a very nice puffy jacket. Bree has a denim jacket. Would you be willing to do a jacket swap just for a photo? Have you ever rocked the denim, my friend?
I have, in fact. I have. Oh. I'd love that, though, Ray.
I can imagine he'd be super trendy because I like the look of that puffy jacket.
Are you a denim? I can't pull the denim off, Ray. I've tried. Haven't I tried, Bree?
He has.
Doesn't
tried.
Work.
Doesn't work for me.
Well,
no. And you're a denim wearer.
I do wear
I like that about you, right?
He's going to rock this jacket, I
think he will too.
We'll post that picture later on our Facebook page.
We'll have that. We're talking to you about this. Now, you've got a show coming up in September on SBS, which sounds fascinating. It's called Look Me in the Eye.
It's a six-part series. Yeah, it's unbelievable. You were telling us about it off air. So essentially, what is it, Ray? What happens on the show?
It's one of the best things I've done, you know, personally, just to
That's
a very emotional.
Call. You've done
no, it
a
is.
Lot.
And I mean it. I'm not sort of plugging it, plugging it. The idea was a German-French program that they've copied and they've done better. And the idea is that everybody has a sister, a mom, a dad, a best friend whom they no longer talk to. And so it's about reconciliation. So it's an attempt to try and get 18 different couples back together. And all kinds of, you know, a man, a woman who, in the first episode, who'd been married for 33 years, and she thinks that the marriage has gone sour. She's really a pretty woman at late 50s. He's a very handsome ex-football player, ex-cop. And she simply pulls the plug, and he doesn't quite know why. There's no other one involved. And she says, no, the relationship's just sort of dead. And they go their separate ways, and they're together about 3 years later. They've got 3 girls, and it's the girls' wedding, and they sit across the table from each other, and the bridal dance is on, and he asks her to dance, and they get up, and he holds her too close after 33 years of marriage, and she gets the buzz again and says, you know, I made a mistake, this is stupid, we need to get back together. But his pride's
got
been injured.
Goosebumps, right?
Yeah. His pride's been really injured, and because he could never explain, there wasn't some other bloke involved, there wasn't some other relationship, it just sort of, the marriage went dead, but she wants to restore it. And so to see them be, he's a big, handsome, strong-looking fellow, and she's a very handsome woman in, say, late 50s. And anyway, they have the choice to come back together, and they've got to look in each other's eyes and see what they see. And they're this close, which seems to be pretty phony until people do it. And hidden cameras around this big studio we did. And so what do you look for? Do you see the love? You see the life with the kids? You see, you know, when we first met and da-da-da-da-da. And then they walk away, and they've got 5 minutes to decide if they're going to come back together and have it out.
What do they decide?
Surely they decide that.
They do have it. They come back together and have it out. But but he's still, you can see he's a pretty proud bloke, and he's been hurt. She was the one who made the move, and there was no reason for it. He's had to explain to his mates and so on, you know, what happened, and he doesn't know. And I think that at the moment they're still trying to work it out, but it's from that to, you know, best friends who some bloke didn't turn up at the football, and therefore, you know, that's the end of it. And
I haven't spoken to my younger sister in 2 years. Yeah. I mean, time just goes, you know. Time just flies by like that, and all of a sudden, it's been a long time. So you can see how it easily happens to anyone.
I bet everybody listening knows somebody. I bet you know
100%. I guess I love that show because the message it sends is that anyone can reconcile in the end, can't they? And come together. Because you said everyone does, right? Nearly everyone?
Well, you know, there's one young girl and her grandmother who she decides, the grandmother's been pretty negative. Okay. But I think she's got her own problems, a young woman. But usually it's what you find with those is it was pretty damn stupid. There's one guy in a band, and he's the lead singer of the band, and they want to try and the band's breaking up, and they want two blokes, and they've been best friends, and they want to try and tell a bloke that he's not a very good lead singer. That's part of the reason why, and they don't know how to do it, and finally they don't do it, and they go their separate ways, and they both marry, and they should have been best men at each other's wedding, and they come back together, and they both say, this is stupid. We've lost 10 years of our life, you know.
I feel like Breen, I might be on that show in 10 years.
We sign up, Ray.
We got you.
Anything you've been wanting to say? Anything like that? Well, that's SBS in September, so we look forward to watching that show.
But if you haven't seen some of the stuff Ray's been doing recently, you need to look up online, Ray, some of the series that you've done, some of the specials that you've done on Prime 7. There was The Dark Secrets, Australia's Hidden Shame, which was about domestic violence in regional Australia, which is an incredible special you need to check out. And also the one you did on the ICE epidemic in Australia late last year, also on Prime 7. Amazing stuff.
Well, they're pretty serious subjects. I had my doubts about whether people want to watch. The last one we did on domestic violence was a Sunday night.
Yeah.
I think after MasterChef or something. And so I thought, you know, people are going to tune in. But they did. I mean, they were really high-rating programs. And so great to do. And it was a chance to go bush and go in the regions and talk to real Australians.
Well, look, Ray, we've got something hard-hitting for you this morning, all right, mate?
We know you're the most recognised interviewer in the country. And we're going to put you to the test this morning.
Now, Ray Martin, we would like you to sit down we know you've worked 60 minutes, but we'd like you to sit down 60 seconds with the dog man from A Current Affair.
Now, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the road. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door in time.
The two Rays.
He's a legend. Yeah.
He is a legend.
You've just watched the video and the first thing you said was...
Have a look at his wife.
His poor wife.
Have a look at the wife. I mean, she must have heard that she must have heard that 1,000 times.
So many times. So next on the show, Ray, we'd like you to sit down one-on-one, Ray Graham and Ray Martin, finally together.
Can't wait.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
We got Ray Martin in here, Bree. Absolute legend. I'm enjoying every minute of this.
Incredible to talk to you, Ray, honestly. Amazing.
I'm nervous on this one. Here we go.
Multiple gold Ray Graham.
He's a heavy. He's a heavy dude, so gee, Ray, be kind to me.
Ray Graham is the guy from a show that you've had a lot to do with over the years, A Current Affair. He's the rabid dog man.
Now, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the road. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door in time.
So we would like you to go one-on-one with him this morning. We've put a little bit of production together for your one-on-one chat.
We'd like to know, where's Ray Graham now?
Exactly, with this Ray.
What does Ray say?
Ray Graham is on the phone with us right now. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Ray.
Morning, Bree. Morning, Gaunzy.
Morning, Ray.
And morning to Ray Martin, too.
Indeed, mate. Thank you. Is the dog still across the road?
No, they're long gone.
They're long gone. And what about your wife? Is she still next door?
No, she's here with me.
She's with you. How many times has she heard you actually go...
many. Well, we've watched it quite a few times, and it's been played on TV many times. And
sure
on
it
Facebook
is.
And all over the place, yeah.
Oh, it's a hit. But she gives the impression, I'm sure it's not true, that that she really doesn't love this.
Oh, I think she's pretty cool with it.
Is she? So she doesn't mind you going in her ear every other day?
No, well, it doesn't happen very often, except that sometimes when we're in the supermarkets and places like that, the shopping centres, people approach and say, are you that barking dog man?
What do you say? Do you deny it?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
And you own up, do you?
Yeah. And then they get all excited and they want to have a photo with me. And sometimes I put on a bit of an act with it and start barking at them. And one day, just recently, I was in the chemist shop and one of the assistants there, she'd been thinking about it for a while, but she finally plucked up courage and approached me. I'm not a heavy person at all. And anyway, I did that, sort of did it in her ear a little bit. And then she wanted the guy taking the photo to take a little video of it. And she was all excited.
And have you had therapy at all,
right?
Have you had therapy at all for this?
No, I haven't had any therapy yet.
Yes. All right.
Do they ever come up with their dog? They actually talk to you when they've got the dog alongside?
People do. No, I don't think I've actually had that happen, to tell you the truth.
And do you have a dog at home? Do you like dogs?
I've always loved dogs.
Really?
Okay. No, we don't have a dog. No, my daughter has two dogs.
I could listen to the two Rays all day.
I feel like I know Ray Graham.
And do you love the attention, Ray, in that sense? I mean, are you A, surprised, and B, like it?
Look, my wife always refers to me as the attention seeker in the family.
I don't know why. Gee, I don't know why.
I feel like I know Ray Graham on a different level, and it's all thanks to Ray Mark.
100%. Well done, fellas. Well done, Ray.
Well done, nice to talk to you too.
Thank you.
What a moment.
That's why he's the best, Gaundy.
On the spot, Ray, the questions just come out. Is it just...
Literally on the spot.
Is it just ingrained in there somewhere? You're just on the fly with Ray.
You just talk to people. And Ray's obviously easy to talk to. Easy. And as I say, he's a bit of a
That really is you, Ray Martin. Like, when you interview people, it's just a different... Like, the style that you use, it's just like a conversation. That's why I think people love it so much.
It's amazing. I remember Joe Cocker, the first time that I interviewed Joe Cocker, and I'd been told by the Mike Walsh people who preceded me when I was doing Midday, no, don't talk to Joe, because he's a dud chat. Joe was a fantastic chat. I don't think anyone had actually talked to him. That's the trouble. If you ask, if you open with questions about his drugs at the time, well, of course, he'd put his back up. But if you asked about, travelling with the Beatles, as he did when he was the lead act before the Beatles and out of Sheffield in England, the stories he had about the Beatles were just to die for. And so he'd come on the Mike Walsh show about four or five times and he'd sung but never been interviewed. And I had him every time then for like half an hour.
I'm writing down notes as we speak.
Yeah, 100%. And how does Joe Cocker compare to Ray Graham, the dog man?
No, Joe, he doesn't have quite the character.
No, of course not, Ray.
That Ray's got.
Of course and not.
He never did a dog one act. He never would. Not once.
Just watching you do that is worth a raise. Mate, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it. It's been a great chat.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
Legend.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
I've got a little note just over there. Have you seen my note?
No, I haven't seen the note.
I'll just grab the note. I'll pass it to you so you can have a little read for yourself this morning. So just want to find out what your take is on that, if you want to read it out nice and loud.
Park here again. Police will be notified.
Bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Straight from the jugular.
It's a big call to make, isn't it? Not the tow truck, not the parking inspectors.
The police.
The police are coming for me. You want to know where I parked?
Where?
Just in a friendly old visitor's zone.
Oh, like at a complex?
So not a disabled zone, not even the parent thing.
You're talking a visitor's park at is it like a townhouse complex?
Yeah, so it's like a little, there'd be about three or four different little units there.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of visitor's parks. And just on a Sunday when I like to get my coffee and it's pretty packed, I like to just slide on into the visitors.
So you do this often?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe this was a one-off.
Oh, this would maybe be the fifth time I've parked there. But...
It's a fair few times.
I still don't know if it warrants calling the police.
How long do you park there when you park there?
30 minutes max.
Okay.
On a Sunday morning.
Are you sure?
It's 1 hour. hour and a half. It wouldn't be any more than an hour. I get a coffee, I take the dog for a walk, that's it.
Like, I hate to say it.
What?
But whoever's writing this note has got nothing better to do.
I mean, there's two or three visitor spots. Whenever I come back to the car, yeah, they're all free.
Oh,
whenever
well,
I come back,
come
and it's
on.
Not, I'm not doing it overnight where, you know, if someone comes and visits, they're going to need it. Is it for an hour? That's it. And I've had the cops. Can anyone tell me, 13, 12, 16, is this a policeable offence?
No.
Like, can the police come and, because I feel
like. Police would go, mate, we've got bigger problems to worry about.
Well, that's what I thought. Because I felt like riding a
tow back. Truck. They can get a tow truck to come well, and tow your car.
That was my worry, yeah. Because there is a big sign that says park here and you'll be towed away.
So, oh my God, so yeah. It says that. Yeah. Oh, then, God, you're a badass.
I know. Well, tell me about it. I mean, hit the music again, guys. Bad boys,
what you gonna do? What you gonna do? That's no annoying thing to do, though.
What's that? Well, I wanted to write a note back, but I didn't know where to leave it. Like, whose door do I leave it on? I'd just write back and go ahead, call the cops.
You won't park there this Sunday and leave a note on your windshield for the note writer. You won't. Remember that time we had when you and I...
Yeah, you're probably right, I won't. It's pretty risky. It's a little bit risky.
Remember that time you and I lived together?
Yes.
And we had a fight with our next door neighbour?
That's right.
Because she tried to claim the visitor's spot as her own?
It was a full-on war for a couple of months as to who got the visitor's spot. She thought it was her
and
car
she
park.
She left a note on you. Was it your car?
It was
car?
My car. Yeah. It was really passive-aggressive, so she waited for the day that I wasn't parking in the visitor's zone, and then she used that opportunity to write a note that said, I would just like to take this opportunity to really thank you for not parking in the visitor zone.
And then Gaundy continued to park in that.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
When one of our mates achieves, we like to get on board, don't we, Bree?
Yeah, because we know we're not ever going
we like to
be achieving that stuff.
Ride the coattails of our friends. And
that's why we have friends.
One guy who we've talked about and had on this show before is you've named him.
The rashy wearer.
Himself.
He looks that responsible.
That he'd wear a rashy.
That he's got the nickname rashy wearer, Jack Colreevy.
Jack Colreevy, F45 Gosford, is about to represent Australia, Bree, which is always big news. He's running in the World Athletics Championships. He's off to London today. I don't want to make this too big of a build-up, but Jack joins us right now. Morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys.
Just love the build-up, mate. Jack.
Oh, mate, just loving it.
So you're running for Australia. Talk to us. You're off to London, and it's the World Athletics Championships. Now, you're on the cusp of this team, right? So you've got the call-up, so you've been really, you know, you've sacrificed a lot to get there, yeah?
Yeah, it's been a long journey. I've been running like competitively for probably about 8 years now. So it's been a very slow build, and that's always been the goal to represent my country. So I'm over the moon to finally get that opportunity.
How old are you, Jack?
I'm 28.
So 28. So you've been running since you were 20.
Yeah.
So is that...
That's a bit late, yeah, isn't it, in life?
Is that late or not, or is that about the standard age of runners?
No, that's pretty late. Like, okay. I did running in school and stuff, but I wasn't, like, the best in, like, the country or the state or anything like that, so I didn't really pursue it after school, but then I just started running again, after too much partying in my late teens, and, it's just built from there.
And what event is it exactly? Is it the 1500?
No, I wish. I wish it was only 1,500. No, it's the marathon, which is 42Ks.
Should have went with the 1,500.
Yeah, it's a lot easier, mate.
Well, when I was a kid and going to athletics training, I'd have to do all these laps, and I'd watch the long jumpers jump in the sandpit, and I was like, I want to do that.
Should have gave long jumper crack, mate.
A lot less running, Jack.
42Ks. I mean, people might know Jack from around the coast because Jack dominates a lot of the local events, the Bay to Bay Fun
doesn't
Run.
Give anyone else a chance. That's Jack.
Yeah, that's. But before the 12K Fun Run, Jack did run for an hour before the 12K Fun Run. But we also spoke on this show, Jack, because you're a professional runner in the Fun Run. Did anyone get back to you about the $500 and how we would like it? If possible.
Yeah.
Look, I heard about this and it's I went to my hairdresser and I heard people talking about it.
Yes.
And Look, the thing is that I may be a semi-professional runner.
Right.
But that means I don't make any money, really. You know, everything's self-funded. I need to go see masseuses and physios to make sure I stay in good shape. I go through a pair of shoes a month.
Do you really? You go through a pair of shoes a month?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They wear out really quickly when you're running 200 k's a week. So you know, there's a lot of costs involved, and there's not much revenue.
Cry Me
in
a
the
River's
sport, so
playing in the background.
Just playing a bit
Jack.
Of Cry Me a River, Jack.
And so look, we really like. As a, no, guys, I'm being serious.
Yeah, I know.
Jack, what's the ultimate goal? Where do you want to be? Like, do you want to get to the Olympics? Is that your ultimate dream?
Yeah, 100%. I want to be able to call myself an Olympian.
And how close do you reckon you are? Do you reckon you can get there?
Yeah, well, you know, making a world championships is you know, the next step, and I've made that step. So
Commonwealth Games as well, Jack? What about that? Because that's, what, next year?
Yeah, Commonwealth Games next year. I hope to be on the Gold Coast representing Australia in the marathon.
See,
and
that
then
would be amazing.
2 years after that, in Tokyo, it's the Olympics.
Because Jack wants to make a living off running, and it's not the easiest sport to do it off. I mean, as you'd know, playing softball, Bree. I mean, if your sport's not huge,
amount of money that I spent.
Bree can relate.
Oh,
because
trust me.
If your sport's not huge and the money's not there.
And that's I gave it away, to be honest. It's just too hard.
You're doing it out of love, Jack, as I'm sure you do, mate. So, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm happy to do it because I love doing it.
I'm backing you in. You're the next Steve Monaghetti for this country, Jack.
He's a champion, boy.
What a legend. He's unbelievable, that guy. If you could ask him one question, what would it be?
Well, I met him actually a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And I asked him, how can I run faster? And he said, shave your head.
And would you be willing to go to those lengths?
No, I'm pretty happy with
that. Oh, how serious do you take it, mate?
Wear a swimming cap.
Yeah, that's not bad. All right, Jack, we love that you're representing the Central Coast, first of all, and good luck over there. Off to London today to run in the World Athletics Championships. And just to represent your country is huge, mate. That's an honour in itself.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Thanks for the support. And huge shout-out to the team at F45 Gosford. In my corner.
Keep flying that Rashi Wearer flag,
yeah,
Jack.
Rashi Wearer, keep going, mate.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
You may have seen this news story kicking around this week. A guy by the name of Mark Kropp got a face tattoo, like a big beard-looking face tattoo. That's kind of where the tat is, right?
Yeah, covers pretty much the entire beard area of his face, and he got it whilst in jail. And then after he left, he was struggling to get a job because of the tattoo. But since then, the story has blown up, and now he's flooded with job offers.
The tattoo says, I think, Devastate, which I think might be his street name. His nickname. He joined us on the show right now. An interesting story. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Yeah, g'day, how's it going?
All right, mate. So you're in New Zealand, right? You're from New Zealand? You're there now?
Yeah, in Auckland.
Auckland.
Auckland,
good
New
spot
Zealand.
There, nice spot.
Mark, what kind of reception have you got since this story's gone big? I've heard you've got heaps of job offers on the table.
That's actually incorrect. I've only ever had two set and grand job offers. There's been no more than that. There's just been people recommending.
Okay.
So it's blowing away out of proportion.
Right. Okay. We're going off the news story that we've got here. But do you find? I mean, with the face tattoo, I mean that's the problem, isn't it? You're finding it hard to get past the job interview stage.
Yeah. It's just probation as well that I've got to go through.
Right. Okay. Can I ask what you went to jail for?
Aggravated robbery.
Aggravated robbery.
And you did your time, you're out, you're obviously needing to find a job to live. Mark, do you ever regret getting the tattoo, or is that not something that you regret?
Yeah, I regret it. I'm getting laser removal on it today, a session.
That's what I was going to ask you, getting laser, because how many sessions does that take? Because that stuff hurts bad.
Oh, it could take up to 8 to 10 sessions.
Mm.
And what kind of result do you get at the end of it?
It's going to take a lot more.
Okay.
A lot more sessions to get it done. Does it leave any scarring on the face?
Yeah, what kind of result do you get?
It does leave some scarring, but if you go on the New Zealand Herald page, they've got a new thing up there that they've added, and it's from me with my facial tattoo to me without it.
Right.
But okay,
you can
cool.
Still see it.
Yeah, okay, right. What sort of work are you looking for?
Anything in scaffolding, construction, anything in that area.
Would you take a job in Australia?
Yeah, probably.
Move the family this way?
Yeah, but I don't think I'd be able to get out of the country.
Right, because of that.
Fair enough. Yeah. What would you say to anyone listening right now, Mark, who might be thinking about getting a face tattoo?
I wouldn't suggest it.
No.
Stupid idea.
Yeah, because you had a couple of drinks I was reading in the... when you thought it was a good idea in the... when you
That's how
bars.
I ended up with my tattoo that
Is
I
it?
Regret too. That's
really?
A, yeah.
I just don't think I'd ever get that intoxicated that I would end up getting one. I don't know. I never get to that point.
I wish I could say the same.
Mark, do you feel reformed, mate? I mean, you've spent, you've done your time. Do you feel like you come good and you're ready to work?
Yeah. I've done my time and people are still saying, oh, I don't give him a chance. He's just a criminal. Well, actually, before I come to jail, I lasted a whole year and a half, you know.
Right.
And you've had a really rough upbringing. I mean, I read your story. You've done it really tough. And I think hopefully, Mark, with the laser tattoo removal, you'll hopefully land a job in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I will, hopefully.
It's the old judging a book by its cover too,
exactly,
isn't it?
Right,
so you've got the face tattoo there. But, mate, all the best with it. We thought you'd been inundated with job offers, according to this. I mean...
Yeah, that's disappointing to hear that you actually haven't been. So hopefully,
all the best.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
No worries, mate. On the show this morning, we wanted to ask, though, 13, 12, 16, about face tattoos. Is there a bit of a stigma involved? Maybe I can ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
If you run a business, would you hire someone with a face tattoo?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Would you hire someone who's got a face tattoo? I used to work with a guy who had a face tattoo.
Really?
Well, he was covered in tattoos. He had head-to-toe tattoos, and then he was all the way up to his neck.
Right.
And then he also had three dots on his face and, I think, a teardrop on... the other
Doesn't
side?
A teardrop mean you've murdered someone, though, or is that a bit of a...
I think that's a bit of a misconception. I don't know. Well, obviously, if you met this kid, like, no, he'd never been to jail and he wasn't... Like, he was just a normal guy, but he was covered in tattoos. But he also regretted it. He was getting laser on his neck tattoos because he said it was so hard.
To get work.
Yeah, and hand tattoos as well, they say.
Yeah, well, if it stopped you getting work in the past, 13, 12, 16 on the tats, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're an employer and it stopped you, I mean, employers aren't going to admit that, are they? Because they're not allowed to, are they?
Have you ever been turned away? Even if hand tattoos have... You know, you missed out a job on that.
13, 12, 16.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, just with this Mark Cropp guy we were chatting, we just had him on the show, the big news story this week of the face tattoo that says Devastate, kind of across his mouth, beard area.
It's where you have a beard. He's got a full face tattoo.
And he's struggling to get work off the back of it, and we've since read that he's been inundated with job offers. Which we asked him about, and he said, oh, that's not entirely true.
I've been offered two jobs, which haven't really come off for him. So
we were just watching a chat that he did in New Zealand recently as well, and he had this to say.
And the job offers, that's ultimately why you put that Facebook post up in the first place. What's the response been like?
I've had a lot of job offers. I've had people wanting to help me start up my own blog to help me through my journey. I've had a lot of offers around tattoo removal. I've had people saying grow a beard, but as you can see, probably it's quite patchy in some places.
I can relate to that.
The patchy beard.
Yeah, I've got no chance of growing a beard over that. But, I mean, look, it's one of those things, isn't it? I mean, a face tattoo is a big decision to make.
But, I mean, also, I hate to say it, but, like, he's been to jail, he's done time in prison, and a lot of people...
Aggravated robbery, he was saying.
Yeah, and a lot of people who are hiring people, obviously, that's a barrier for them as well, you know, and I bet other people who have done time would struggle to get work as well. So he's got a few obstacles in front of him.
It's interesting with sport these days. You see a lot of sports stars get the tattoos. I mean, I guess they kind of feel like they're not in the regular workplace, so they can kind of get away with that. But I guess it does... Do you think it entices people to go out and get tattoos because they see these sporting guys doing it?
Yeah, of course. But I think, I mean, in 10 years, I think it won't be a thing. Like, everyone will have tattoos or, like, you know, it's not going to be that big of a deal. But, I mean, I remember one of my mates, she used to work in a tattoo shop and she ended up getting tattoos on her hands. And then she decided that she wanted to get out of that kind of business and move into something more corporate. And she struggled for a long time. She had a rose on her hand and then some other finger tattoos. And a few workplaces said, Sorry, but...
What, and they said because of the tattoos?
Well...
They gave a different reason, did they?
Well, they alluded to the fact that, you know, that wasn't very appealing to them.
Right.
Because in their type of corporate scene, they wanted to be seen as, you know...
Right, yeah.
More serious. And I get for you, them, yeah. You know, that was a barrier for them to hire her, so...
She rocks up to the interview in a pair of those taxi driver white gloves and just sort of... What's
and they're
the
like,
gloves
what's
for?
With the gloves?
Can you remove them? No, not on this occasion.
It's super glued up my hands, actually.
Once I get the job, I'm more than happy to show you everything that's under here.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Well, that's why we do the birthday banger. What?
I was just singing, thinking my mic wasn't on because we've got these new mics, and then I looked down and it was on.
Was it on? I was looking over there, so I didn't see you. You must have been singing good.
Going to town.
Were you? You must have been matching Whitney because I didn't hear it.
Maybe I was. Maybe I was, and I didn't realise I'm that good of a singer.
Maybe the ghost of Whitney... is inside you.
How embarrassing.
Maybe you're possessed by the ghost of Whitney Houston and you don't even know it. How good's that for an old school birthday banger?
I feel sick.
You know what I can do though?
What?
To find out.
What?
Well, we've got that...
No!
We've got this thing that the only thing it captures is what happens on the mics. So I can actually go back and if you're belting it out, it'll be on there.
Don't do that. I
100%
was.
Doing that.
No, oh God.
And check it right now.
I was literally, no, can
check
you
it live on the fly, guys, just to see if...
Oh, jeez, oh, my God. No, don't, because who knows what else is on there?
Well, this will be it. Oh. If this is you singing, this is it.
Oh, God. Wanna dance? Say you wanna dance. With somebody who loves you.
Oh, my God, no. Yeah. That was good stuff. Definitely keeping
and then
that.
There's the point where I realise I look down in the mic. Can we not again?
It's too good not to play twice.
Don't you want
to
dance? Say you want to dance.
Oh, I dance. Uh-huh.
I'm bright red. I'm so.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it, Bree. Well done.
I'm so embarrassed.
Keeping that.
Damn these new mics. The other ones used to light up red when they were on.
Too good.
Oh, God.
Saving that audio in a special file to use whenever I like. There we go. Hey, you know what might save you?
What?
Ray Martin's coming in after 8:30 this morning.
I hope he didn't hear that.
Yeah, who would have heard it?
Oh, God.
And Ray, the dog man from A Current Affair, who you might remember as well.
Now, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the boat. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door in time.
Ray v. Ray on the show this morning. Ray Martin's going to interview Ray, the dog man from A Current Affair.
It's going to be great.
In a battle of the Rays. What's next? Oh. You just want to recoup?
Yeah.
I'll let you recoup.
Let me gather myself.
We'll come back with Laz.
Okay.
We'll sing some more Whitney.
No.
And it'll just be a great...
No more Whitney.
Morning for all.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
This whole Lovelock thing that we started has really sparked... a lot of Facebook messages coming through to our page, but if anyone missed the Lovelock story.
Yeah, in Terrigal near where I live, at the lookout point on top of the hill near Barnhill Road, I saw this Lovelock and it had two names on it. And I thought, why not try and find these two and see if they're still together and still in love? And we ended up tracking them down, Moddy and Baz, and they are still in love.
So love exists, which is good to hear, and we, off the back of that, we put a call out there and said, hey, if there's anyone that you're trying to, I don't know, look for or...
Maybe you had a meeting with someone. We want to use the power of radio and our show to put you in touch with those people. Maybe you didn't get their number or maybe you didn't get their last name and you couldn't find them on Facebook. We have this medium of radio where we can potentially find those people for you.
Maybe you've been into a cafe and you find someone attractive, but you're just too scared to find out if they're with someone or not. We can find out for you.
We can do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, Bree might steal that person off you, but we will steal.
So T's and C's apply.
Yeah, you came at your own risk.
No promises.
So, you know, if you don't have the kahunas to ask yourself. You could miss out.
But yeah, I don't know. I find it really interesting. And a girl actually messaged our Facebook page, Brian Gaundy, and she said that she had a run-in with a guy and she wanted to get in touch with this guy because she didn't end up getting his number.
Now, she'd like to stay anonymous. And as we've sort of dug a little deeper, we've sort of started to think, what if this guy doesn't want to be found? What if he is married?
What if she read the situation wrong?
Yeah. So read a little bit of the situation out because this is what she wants us to do.
Anyway, she's put a thing out there on Facebook and she's saying, lost possible Mr. Right from Point Claire. Apparently they met at the Bayview Woy Woy Hotel.
I was reading this and thought, this could be me. I've been there a few times in the last few weeks. It's not me.
So this was on the 24th of the 6th. So 24th of last month,
not
between
long ago.
10 and 11 p.m. So it's very specific.
Yes.
Apparently they discussed Pearl Jam. Introductions to conversations, but no numbers were exchanged on the night.
And she regrets not asking for the number.
Yeah, although, she said apparently she met him and his friend, and his name started with an M, but she hasn't told us his name, and his friend's name started with a C. And apparently they chatted for a bit, and then they went to the bathroom, and then when they came back, they were gone.
Yeah, so, okay.
Apparently, for a few more details, if this could be you, apparently he was married but has an ex-wife with some kids.
Which can be an issue.
Which, I mean, but obviously she's doesn't care about that. She thought the chemistry between them, well, this is what she thought, was so good that she can't stop thinking about him.
So if this sounds like you, if you talked about Pearl Jam, your name starts with M, you're at the Bayview in Woy Woy on the 4th of the 6th.
Yes, 24th.
If that's you and between 10 and 11 o'clock and you remember chatting to this person, she's on the hunt.
And maybe you haven't stopped thinking about her.
Yeah.
But you didn't have, you know, the cojones to ask it for her number. This is your chance.
She said she went to the bathroom, came back out and he was gone. They were gone, which... not a great sign. I mean,
you just never know, out the back door. Maybe he thought she wasn't interested.
Right.
And, you know, maybe he didn't want to bother her, but
well, we've got news for you, mate. She started a Facebook page
we've got people calling.
Oh, yes. I love this stuff.
We'll take that call.
Yeah, off air?
Off air. Okay. We'll see what it's about. But if you have a similar situation, maybe you need to get in touch with someone. Maybe someone comes into the cafe that you eat at all the time. We can help you.
13 12 16 is our number. Or hit us up at the Brian Gaundy Facebook page as well.
Tell us your story, yes.
And we'll follow this story up over the next couple of days.
Get up with Brian Gaundy. CFM.